Can I tell you about the smartest people in Tulsa?
Yes, please.
These are the smartest people in Tulsa. You ever seen an ice cream truck?
Oh, yeah.
And it plays the music and all that?
I've been so tempted to drive through your neighborhood because I know there are several kids in the neighborhood. Mac, your little son, Ryan's daughter, Chris's daughter. I've been so tempted to ride by there and put a speaker on top of my car and just every now and again just play that ice cream theme music.
But there's no ice cream truck. You're just torturing the
kids. Just being mean to the children, yeah.
Let me tell you about the smartest people in Tulsa
right now. Who are they now?
Okay. So, you know, my son plays ball at La Fortune. And, I mean, there's like seven games going on at once and like hundreds of people. Instead of these ice cream truck people driving around your neighborhood just hoping that somebody walks out of their house, you know what they're doing now? They're setting up shop outside of the ballpark.
That seems illegal.
I don't know if it's illegal. But it's damn near genius.
Well, no, because if you're the people at La Fortune at the ballpark in that concession stand, you don't want the ice cream truck set up there. That seems like that's direct competition.
I don't even know if the concession stand sells ice cream, but I can tell you that...
Oh, they do.
But sometimes the concession stand is closed because it's just practices.
Oh, that is smart.
It's just practices, right? So it's not an official, like, event. And I mean, on Saturday, I think I had ball practice with my son, and I start hearing, doo, 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 doo. And he is like, dude, we've got to get some ice cream. I said, I don't think so, buddy. But then, of course, they like weigh on you, and they keep grinding. And I go, oh, my God, all right, go get whatever, a rocket pop or whatever.
Bomb pop, yeah.
Yeah. These people are the smartest people in Tulsa, and I'm telling you, they're printing money. They're printing money. And then last night we had an actual game. Guess what I hear again at the end of the game? Dee, dee, dee,
dee, dee. Oh, they're trying to catch people. Does the concession stand close right after the game, by the way?
Close-ish, yeah.
In other words, are they trying to get out of there the second they can, or do they stay open for the lines after the game?
No, I mean, I think they're basically wrapping up as soon as they can. But that car is out there. The van is out there like, dee, 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 dee. The line is so long that it's infuriating that you have to wait that long for an ice cream.
It just seems like that would be illegal. I couldn't take like a pizza truck and park it outside of Andalini's.
Well, they do.
Huh. Well, that's going to be a big problem coming up here soon.
Because, I mean, like, and by the way, the ice cream, guess how much an ice cream pop is now? Like, if you just get like a suck, what is it called?
A suck.
A popsicle.
How much is it for a suck?
How much
days?
Is a popsicle off those
things?
I don't
know. $2.50?
$4.
Times, hey, getting,
times
things are changing, buddy. I never grew up in a place where I had an ice cream truck, so I don't care if I'm 100 years old, if I can make it out to where that ice cream truck is and I've got cash, I'm going to get me something off that truck. I've only been able to visit an ice cream truck about four times my whole life.
Well, go to La Fortune, and they're just, they got a monopoly. And by the way, you're saying cash. They also, you can swipe a card.
Yep. The ice cream trucks around here, I remember we're in Nashville. These were not guys in suits and hats and uniforms. These were the looked like basically Tom Hanks when he got off that island in Castaway. Like no shirt, long beard, sketchy looking dudes. Are the ones in Tulsa? How do they look?
They look professional.
They do.
These ladies looked like they were ready to roll.
Ladies, huh? I always assume it's going to be a man in an ice cream truck.
Two ladies in an ice cream truck.
I'm ice cream truck sexist. I always assume it's going to be a creepy dude in there, but sometimes it's a lady.
Come to La Fortune, you'll learn a new thing. It's 98.5 The Bull. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome into Did You See? We take a look at what the heck's going around the world and right here in Tulsa. And remember the state superintendent, Daniel? He didn't care for Tulsa public schools that much. He put him on, like, restriction or something and said he was going to. But anyway, he's apparently liking Tulsa public schools now. Would you like to hear this?
Yeah, sure.
From News on 6, Caitlin Deggs.
Brian Walter says Tulsa is an example of how to do it right when it comes to working on making sure kids are more successful in the classroom. State Superintendent Ryan Walter says he's proud of the major improvements TPS has made in the past year. He says one example is moving 12 schools off of the F list on their state report cards.
I cannot say enough good things about a large district of this size, the logistical
the logistical effort to pull these programs off in a short time, it is great for Tulsa, but it's also great for the state of Oklahoma to have the biggest school district have this kind of improvement.
Tulsa Public School Superintendent Ebony Johnson says she's been working closely with her team to make sure they have what they need to see improvement.
Looking at all of our academic outcomes, knowing that we were not where we needed to be and already putting a footprint in place to actually see change. Looking at our curriculum, making sure that we are utilizing our curriculum with fidelity.
She says there is still a lot of work to do this spring and next school year to get students moving in the right direction.
I'm just appreciative of a team who's embraced the changes that we have put in place. We moved aggressively and urgently around some of our changes, and these changes are not easy.
Walter says the district has been hitting all the marks it needs to and hopes other districts will see TPS as an example of how to turn things around.
I'm confused because the headlines very recently, a lot of people seem to be mad at Ryan Walters and people are all over Facebook. I really didn't understand what was going on. I don't have any kids in the school district, so I was kind
of
like,
there's a lot of drama.
What was the drama?
Well, he wanted to discreditate. I don't know if that's the word.
But if he'd get angry at one particular school or something like that, he wanted to discredit
them. Remember the superintendent before was named Deborah Gist or something? Mm-hmm. He got rid of her. And this new lady took over, and I guess he's cool with her. So, I guess. But, I mean, the other day we were playing baseball at La Fortune until 9:30 or something. And these are eight-year-olds, and the coach didn't even have a team meeting after. He said, go to bed. You got to take the state test tomorrow. So they're doing all that testing right now. And then however that goes, they kind of judge the kids on how they're doing. Statewide, nationwide, that kind of thing.
Sounds very stressful.
Yeah.
Whenever school boards are fighting and things like that. Because you're worried about your kids, right?
Yeah, of course. You want your kid to have the best education possible.
Well, my parents didn't fool with all that. Didn't care. I didn't know we had a school board, to be honest. Did we? If you have a school in the middle of nowhere, is there a
board for it? Were you in public school?
Oh, yeah.
Then, yeah, you had a school board.
Really?
Of course.
Nice. Didn't know. Well, good. I'm glad y'all are all a little bit relieved. Did you see this? An elephant was running loose in Montana yesterday. How do you think an elephant happened to be running around?
Got out of its cage?
It escaped from a traveling circus that's in town. Here's a quick clip of someone witnessing the escape.
Elephant walking down the road. Oh, my God. Only in Butte. The circus elephant got loose. Where are you going, friend? And he's gone.
I mean, it seems like they'd be a little more nervous. That thing could rampage. Elephants are big, man. They don't fool around.
I know. Like if a cat rampages, you can kind of survive that. An elephant? I'm not sure.
What are your thoughts on the circus now? When I was younger, you'd go see the circus. The elephants would put up the tents and all that. And now I think people are kind of like, wait a minute. Is this a little mean to these elephants?
How do you feel about it?
Well, then I, you know, once I saw those headlines, I was like, uh-oh. Now I do feel a little bad, especially if they're mean to the elephants. Do the elephants enjoy it? I don't know. I haven't seen a circus with elephants in years. I wouldn't have any idea anymore. Did you see this? An article claiming reclining seats on airplanes are soon going to be phased out. There are many reasons why, but what do you think the main reason is?
Somebody behind you is complaining?
No. Upright seats are cheaper. That's really what it all boils down to. If you start to notice about airlines, they got rid of what's that in that magazine they used to put in there? Sky Miles?
Sky Mall.
Sky Mall, because why? They determined that the weight of the magazines were not worth the profit they were getting from the magazine.
Yes.
So now they're not. Now you can't even recline a little bit. You're not even going to get that 1 inch anymore, which I didn't even bother to recline anyway. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I was on a flight recently, and it was like an 8-hour flight, and the lady behind me complained because I had reclined. And she's like, sir, I have no room back here. And so I put my seat back up. I get up to go to the bathroom. This lady's got her seat reclined. I was furious.
It really does come down to just a bit of an argument at the end of it, doesn't it? Because you're really not any more comfortable by reclining 1 inch. Caitlin Clark, what team does she play for on the WNBA?
Well, she's going to go to the Indiana team in the draft, I think, right?
Yeah, the Indiana Fever. Luke Combs left her a recorded message. Here is Combs congratulating on Caitlin and her, congratulating Caitlin and her response.
Luke Combs here. Hey. I'm just going to say congratulations on being the number one pick in the WNBA draft. That's incredible. I know I can speak for everybody all across the United States and the world probably that we've enjoyed watching you these last couple of years, and we can't wait to continue to do so. So congratulations, you earned it. Can't wait to see you out there.
that's my favorite artist of all time. That's pretty cool. He's a big women's basketball fan, so I appreciate him. That's amazing. I was not expecting that.
Well, how much do you think now, you know, she's was just on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and she's really huge right now, having a moment, first pick in the WNBA. How much do you think she'll make?
I don't know. Do you know?
I want you to estimate or guess.
$250,000.
A year?
Yeah.
Oh, no. As a WNBA rookie, her salary over the next 4 years, she'll make $338,056. Here's how that'll break down year to year. 2024, she'll make $76,535.
Yeah.
2025, $78,000. 2026, $85,000. And then in 2027, $97,000.
Well, you know, the Masters just happened, Daniel.
Yeah.
And Brittany, my wife, was like, oh, they got to wear those shirts with those logos on it. They kind of look dorky out there. I said, they make more money. You make more money off the endorsements than you do actually playing the sport. And in some cases, Caitlin Clark's going to be a very rich person.
Mm-hmm.
The salary is not her big thing. The salary is going to come from her getting on television and talking about Oreo cookies or whatever it is.
Right, perfect. So she'll make $76,000. This guy, Victor, I can't even pronounce his last name, the number one overall pick by the San Antonio Spurs, he'll make $55.1 million in his first 4 years. So you're right. They're very close.
It seems unfair.
I think this lady, though, will go a long way, too. I don't think the division will be met, but I do think she'll help get women's sports a little further down the line. I don't know. I'm not a sports guy, so I'm kind of out of this. I ask you as a sports fan, why do you think it's fair that the lady doesn't get paid as much?
Oh, I don't think it's fair. And wasn't this
one could simply say that they're not getting as many viewers, but in this particular situation, they got more viewers, right?
The women's championship game in basketball got more than the men's did. Mm-hmm. She is going to be a very rich person. However, the salary difference is night. Like, it's not fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
But they don't bring as many viewers.
Who doesn't?
Normally, the women's sports don't.
Right. Yeah, I saw some stat that said that when you buy advertising in the championship game, the men's was, the women's was 1% the cost of the men's game, but more people watch the women's game. So whoever bought advertising during that women's championship, they got a lot of bang for their buck.
Man, things, you know, you never can tell. You look back in history, things kind of come and go. What if one day women's sports are more popular than men's? It could happen.
Could be.
Another big sport everybody's talking about, the Sound of Moolah. You know, we got a winner yesterday. That somebody won, what, 1,700? How much was it? Somewhere up there. So we got a brand new sound, a baby sound, $150. A little bit later on today at 8 o'clock, Leanne Taylor from News on 6 is going to come down. You might have remembered yesterday that we played a clip from Leanne Taylor listening to the Sound of Moolah on News on 6 one morning before anybody else had guessed it, and she predicted what it was and had no idea that she had predicted it.
We played next at 7:10, right?
Yeah, 7:10 coming up. You better try to guess before Leanne Taylor gets a hold of it. She might accidentally guess live on the air what it is.
It's 98.5 The Bull. That's all on the way. Good morning, Gus.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel. We're not that far away from our Sound of Moolah again at 7:10 this morning. Cash money in your hand. Hello, Daniel.
You remember that time I was at the self-checkout line, and I was waiting there, and a guy walks by. He goes, "Excuse me, big man." You remember that? And I was like, what is that? Why would he call me big man? Is that, what do you think his motivation was to call me big man?
So you might feel like it's like a reference to your weight, but I think that's more something just people say.
I think it was because I'm a short guy. He was like big man, like that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
You thought it was a reference to my weight.
No, I didn't think it was. Like you call a fat guy slim sometimes, right?
Right. So maybe big man, you would call the little guy that. Mm-hmm. All right, so I got to get that a little bit. I was like, oh, okay, I'm big man, I'll move. And then one time somebody goes, hey, excuse me, chief. Now, what do you think that means when somebody calls me chief?
I have no idea.
I don't either. That's I'm just wondering what your opinion might be of why one would call another chief.
Well, it's a complimentary kind of thing.
Is it?
Yeah, if you're chief.
Okay, I'll accept it. go to the Tim McGraw show last weekend at the BLK Center. There's something called like a radio room where people on the radio kind of go back there, and that Tim McGraw walks in and greets them and says hello. And he's kind of going around the room saying hello to everybody. Then it gets to me and he goes, well, how are you, Hot Rod?
Well, I don't. Tim McGraw said Hot Rod?
Calls me Hot Rod. I don't know what Hot Rod means.
Hmm. Are we concerned that's an insult?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Even if it is an insult, this guy's in great shape. I couldn't really confront him. You know, he's Tim McGraw. Hot Rod, what could that mean?
Well, you got to think these celebrities are meeting, like, a lot of people, right? I remember when we would have Garth Brooks on the radio with us. And do you remember what he used to say to us?
No.
He said, the dynamic duo. They got to say something. They can't just say, hey, so they got to come up with something.
He didn't call anybody else Hot Rod. Do you think it was a little secret insult?
Did Tim McGraw secretly insult Daniel?
call me Hot Rod. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Does that mean I'm not a Hot Rod?
Yeah, could be.
You know, because like when the guy called me Big Man. I'm not a big man. Not a tall guy.
And when you call a fat guy Slim.
Right. So I'm wondering, what's that called? Oxymoron? Like if you call a little guy Jumbo, that kind of thing. I'm wondering if that's what he was.
If you got insulted by Tim McGraw.
Maybe I'm a cold rod.
Well, here's what I would do. I would take it as a compliment that Tim McGraw said anything to you. Do you remember the one time that I brought my dog to work? And I cannot remember why my dog was at work.
Because you're unprofessional.
And Tim McGraw walked into our office where my dog was. And my dog sniffed Tim McGraw and then blew him off. And I was like, hey, that's Tim McGraw. You can't blow him off. Turns out dogs don't care about celebrities.
Yeah, the dog didn't know it was one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
He just thought it was another dude, so I don't have any idea, Daniel.
All right, well,
but
maybe,
I'm sorry for
maybe
your
next
troubles.
Time he comes through, me and you can have a little talking with Tim McGraw.
You know what you can do next time?
I'm going to call him Hot Rod.
That's right.
Be like, what's up, Hot Rod? See what he has to say.
It's not you, Find the Bull. All right, Daniel, would you like me to play the Sound of Moolah real quick again?
Please do.
Here is the Sound of Moolah. How much are we up to, by the way, right now? You got the ledger. How much is this sound worth?
The new sound is now worth $200 this morning.
Okay. And in my life, Daniel, you know, people don't want to be around me, but they end up around me. And then they say, they'll try to guess the sound to me in person. And remember that one time I told you that somebody successfully guessed the sound right in front of me, but yeah. I couldn't tell her that it was right? And you say I have the worst acting skills of anybody you've seen.
You are not a very good actor at all. Did you ever play the sound?
Yeah, here's the sound in 3, 2, 1. One more time.
So far, we've had Allison guessed yesterday pulling a shoe off a sticky floor. Emily guessed shuffling a deck of cards. I can hear that.
Let's hear it again. Yeah, these aren't bad guesses at all, are they?
Not at all, not at all. We've had a lot of strategies in the past. One would be to just ask Tig in person to see how he reacts. He's a terrible actor. Another, somebody tried to put it through AI one time.
Didn't work, though, did it?
Didn't work, no. And it was shaving cream. So we're looking for a brand new winner for the Sound of Moolah. $200 up for grabs this morning. If you missed yesterday, the sound was... The metal straw in the Stanley Cup.
But now we have a new sound, and we're going to get to that right after Eric Church here on 98.5 The Bull. So hold your guesses. Hell of a view on 98.5 The Bull.
On 98.5 The Bull.
Well, Tig, we've got a brand new sound. It's a little baby sound. We started it yesterday, and the sound is now worth... What did I say it was? $200?
You have the ledger.
Yeah, that's what I said. What did I say? Wait, yeah, $200. A question, your wife heard the sound just a minute ago. She texting me, guessing. Am I allowed to tell your wife what the sound is?
No, of course not.
You don't want her to know either?
She's a squealer.
Is she a squealer? Well, then we ain't going to tell her then.
She might be a squealer.
So you think I should let her know or not? Somebody has to know what
you
the sound is.
You can tell my son. He doesn't say a word.
I don't know, though. He's eight now. He's getting on up there. He might be able to be influenced. You know, somebody can offer him a bag of Takis. He might just throw us right under the bus.
You want to hear it?
I want to hear it, yeah.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. One more time.
What is that? Yesterday, the guesses were shuffling a deck of cards. Allison said pulling a shoe off a sticky floor.
Not right. So we continue.
That's right. 918-879-9898. That's 918-879-9898. Guess the sound of moolah and win $200 this morning.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Win cash with Tig and Daniel and the sound of moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
All right, Tig, I've got Richard from Stillwater standing by. He would love to win money today with the sound of moolah. Richard, how are you this morning in Stillwater?
Oh, fine.
What do you do for a living, Richard?
Road construction.
All right, so this probably time of the year is probably pretty good for you. It's right before the summer, before it gets too hot or too cold. Where are you guys working at today?
Out here in Logan County.
All right, Richard. Well, you and the guys probably try to play together, try to identify the sound. So we're going to play that sound one more time for you. Tig's going to play it, and then we'll have you guess. Here we go, Tig. If you'll please administer the sound of music, excuse me, of moolah for Richard.
And 3, 2, 1. One more time.
All right, Richard, you've heard the sound. Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes.
Richard, what is your guess, please?
Like you're pulling masking tape off of the something.
What's that now?
What?
Do what?
Pulling masking tape off of what?
A car or something like that.
Is it pulling masking tape off a car? Drum roll, please. I'm sorry, Richard, that is not it. It's a very good guess, though. I do hear where you sound like it could be pulling masking tape off a car. We will now add $50 to that jackpot. The sound of moolah is now worth $250. Richard, I hope you have a good day. You're still qualified. You didn't win, so if you can get back through at 8:10, you'll be able to play for the sound of moolah. Also, don't forget, Richard, coming up, we've got tickets at 7:40. To see Chris Young at the River Spirit Casino Resort. Whew, that was a close one.
Yeah.
At River Spirit, at the Cove at River Spirit Casino Resort. Chris Young tickets at 7:40. Richard, do me a favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5.
The Bull.
This is where it ends. Dano, I'm disappointed in you, man.
You are?
Yeah, a little
bit.
Why
is that now?
Well, you were doing 80s for the ladies, curls for the girls or something, and then you grew a mustache, and now you shaved your mustache off. What the heck?
I have to shoot a television segment or something like that for News on 6, special or something like that.
No.
So I had to shave my mustache, and I'm trying to look professional, Tig.
But
by the way, I will say when I shave, I look to be about 50 years younger somehow. I like a little baby.
Yeah, do you want a bottle? but I thought that was the whole point. For you to be exposed as
it is
the mustache guy, but now you shaved it off.
And the second that I get done with the shoot, I will grow it back. Mm. I got my guy Adam Orr over at Orr Salon, cut my hair into a mullet for me. Even got my mustache, right.
Can you turn your head a little bit? Do you still have a mullet?
Yeah, I've just got it styled differently because I thought the shoot was going to be yesterday. It was postponed until Friday. So they're really messing up my 80s summer. 80s for the ladies, curls for the girls.
But let's back up to square one here.
Okay.
I thought the point was, as for you to show off your curls for the girls and 80s for the ladies or whatever. And then you get a chance to be on television with that look and you ruin it. I don't get it.
I'm a professional. Do you understand?
You do look like Tom Selleck if he got cloned too many times.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, you're such a hater. You're so jealous.
I'm not jealous, I promise.
You are.
I'm not jealous.
You have to be on television, you've got to also play the part. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? And I don't want to make the elder folk uncomfortable when I go to the nursing home.
But so. I don't understand how you reconcile this. Your point was to be seen with... Hold on, don't say anything.
Please get to the point.
Your point was to be seen with curls for the girls, 80s for the ladies.
Correct.
And then you get to go on television,
right,
where you would be seen, and you destroy it all.
Because this is a professional television shoot that I must attend. For example, say you have one of these two that you have to shoot coming up a week after mine.
Yeah, I got
to
be on TV.
Are you going to wear your same old crap that you always wear, or are you going to dress up a little bit?
Same crap.
No, you'll dress up a little bit. You know, you'll put a little lipstick on the pig when you have to go. Do your shoot. Yeah. I'll grow it right back out, buddy. Get right on television.
Well,
if somebody says something, I'll say, Will Tighe's making fun of me because I shaved it off for the nursing home shoot.
Well, you look good. I'll give you a compliment.
Thank you.
I think you look better clean shaven.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. You just look like a guy otherwise who, if you went to a playground, parents would clutch their kids a little closer.
When I had my mustache grown out, you said I looked the guy that collects rent in your college town or whatever.
Yeah, he's the guy who knocks on your door and collects the rent. But now you look...
I told you.
You look put together.
I'm telling you.
I actually like this new Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Because
you're just not
me.
Tom Selleck. You're not going to ever be.
I'm going to get Adam Moore to touch my mullet back up after my shoot. The mustache coming back out. And get ready, ladies. Ooh-wee.
What do you mean, get ready, ladies?
Get ready, ladies. You
ain't nobody
going
to want to get with that.
Please. I'm Tulsa's most golden bachelor.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you see that the actual golden bachelor divorced after like 3 months?
Like, what kind of moron?
Who could have saw that coming?
Yeah. You're gonna be just as single as he is soon. So,
buddy, kiss the ring.
Okay.
Tulsa's most golden bachelor. You understand?
And what is Tulsa's most golden?
Yeah. Do get married. You're gonna throw me a golden shower for Tulsa's most golden bachelor.
What does Tulsa's most golden bachelor have coming up at 7:40?
Tickets to Chris Young at the Cove.
With the bullfight, right?
Right. The Tighe and Daniel Party Cove Pass is up for grabs. That's where you get to stay the night at River Spirit. You'll get dinner for two and get tickets to go see Chris Young.
And Daniel says he might stay in your room with
you. Hey, if you want, that's your business.
14 minutes away here on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
There's Scotty, 98.5 The Bull. Daniel, we have the bullfight now. We got two contestants on the line to fight over Chris Young tickets.
We've got Sydney on line one, Tabitha on line two. Sydney writes contracts for oil and gas. How are you this morning, Sydney?
I'm great.
How is the pollen in your neighborhood? I look out on my porch yesterday, Tighe. It's not only pollen, it's like green pollen. What the heck is that?
I don't know. It's all over my car.
Is it normal to be green, though?
Yeah, I think this time of year it's kind of greenish or yellow.
Oh, Lord. I don't like it at all. Sydney, thank you. Tabitha works in HR. How are you this morning, Tabitha?
I'm fine.
The other day I sneezed. Tighe did not say bless you. If we were to come to you and describe this, is that an HR violation? To not bless me once I sneezed.
It is not. I would tell you guys to work it out.
How would we work it out?
That's between y'all.
Okay, fair enough. Well, guys, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Today's quiz are movies that start with the letter G. I'll describe a movie. They all start with the letter G. Whoever gets the most out of 10 wins. Or most out of 5 apiece. You guys get my drift. We'll start with you, Sydney. Paranormal exterminators battle a marshmallow man. Paranormal exterminators battle a marshmallow man. Ghostbusters is correct. Tabitha. Giant mutant lizard emerges from the deep to attack Tokyo.
Oh, man. I don't watch a lot of movies. I have no idea.
You're going to have a hard time with this game, then. A giant mutant lizard emerges from the deep to attack Tokyo. Help her out, Tig.
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Darn.
Sydney. From back in the day, Billy is given a cute new pet and is specifically told not to feed it after midnight.
Gremlins.
Gremlins is correct. Tabitha, this is a very classic, very famous Bill Murray movie. Self-centered weatherman lives the same day over and over.
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Just think about it for a second before you say you don't know. You know that it's Bill Murray, and you know that the guy lives the same day over and over again.
I really don't know.
Okay, Tig, help her out with that one.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
I've never heard of it.
Sydney. Brilliant janitor solves impossible math problems, but needs life lessons from a psychologist.
Oh, it's got Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, Good Will Hunting. Tabitha, let's try to get you on the board here. Just name any movie ever in 5 seconds. One.
I knew Ghostbusters. I knew that
three.
One.
Just name any movie that hasn't been named yet in 5 seconds. Tie counter down.
In five.
Does it have to start with Freaky Friday?
No.
But it doesn't start
okay,
with
Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday. Okay,
said.
We'll give you one there. Okay. Right. Sydney. Sydney, you there?
Yes.
Former general becomes a slave who must battle for his life in the Roman Colosseum.
Russell Crowe, Gladiator.
Gladiator is correct. Tabitha. Giant mutant lizard emerges from the deep to attack Tokyo.
Godzilla.
Godzilla is correct. Sydney. Get this next one right. You've got every single one right. Musical 1950s teens have pajama parties, drag race, and rekindle their summer love.
Grease.
Grease is correct. Tabitha, final question for you. Vine-swinging jungle man has talking animal friends. It's about a guy named George who lives in the jungle.
George of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle is correct. You finished strong there, Tabitha, but not enough to beat Sydney, who got every single one right. Sydney, you know what happens when you get all the questions right. I must now get down on one knee and ask for your hand in marriage.
I'm sorry. I'm madly in love with my husband.
All right. Well,
wait, how long have you been married?
3 years. 2 years.
Oh, well, they're young.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, of course they're still in love.
So you're saying you're already married. Well, I'm now turning you down. Sydney, you got another question to answer. Are you going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Tabitha? Tabitha, why should Sydney give you the tickets this morning?
I mean, it would be really nice if she did. I could use a night out, but she was on fire today, and she did get every single one of them right. So it is up to her.
All right, Sydney, you heard it there. Tabitha says, man, she could really use a night out, but you did get every single one right. So what's your final decision, Sydney? Please.
Well, Tabitha, I would love to make your day better, and you can have these tickets.
Oh,
what
my gosh,
the
Tabitha.
Heck is going on around here?
Is this the second?
Oh, that is so nice of you.
Twice this week.
Twice this week now. Tabitha, you're going to go see Chris Young, The River Spirit, April 25th. So we'll let you take the floor here and profusely thank Sydney. Go ahead, Tabitha. Take the floor.
Oh, thank you, Sydney. And, you know, I have 4 kids and I seriously need a night out. So I really, really thank you and I appreciate it so much. Thank
From one mom to another, I have 5 kids. Enjoy your time.
Oh, girl.
9 kids?
I feel like I should take you.
Yeah, take Sydney. 9 kids between the two of you? Wow.
Holy smokes. Well, thank you, Sydney, so much.
How do you guys have any free time at all? You're both working, and one has 5 kids, one has 4. Tyke has 1 son and is pulling him all over Tulsa with all these different sporting events. How do you guys do it with 4 and 5?
Great partners.
Yep. Sydney said it best. Softball and baseball, you know, you're at the ball fields every night, ball working. Great partners.
Great partner, son.
God bless you, too. I don't know how you do it. But that was a very kind gesture. I like that. Restores your hope and humanity that people
are being
kind.
You had lost all hope this morning, Tig.
Well, every now and then you read the news and you're like, geez, I need to not read the news.
You heard it here. Tig's hope and humanity has been renewed by Sydney giving the tickets to Tabitha. If you guys could do me one last favor and give me 3 numbers and an animal.
98.5
the bull.
Found the Bull with Tig and Daniel. Daniel and I have been best buds for, I don't know, 20 years or so. So much so that I made him my son's godfather. And I told him, I said, hey, I would like for you to be my son's godfather. Mm-hmm. And then I almost had to take it back, and he got really offended. So I said, all right, you can be the godfather. Meanwhile, he will not go to La Fortune and watch him play a baseball game. And the the reason he says he won't come to La Fortune to watch baseball, which is very important to my son right now in his life, is that you want to take him to see show tunes.
I'm going to handle the arts part of his growing up, which I think everybody needs that, to go see musicals, movies, plays, things like that. I'll handle the art. You go out there and sit in La Fortune in that wind.
I know, but like I made you his goddad or godfather.
Okay. Do you have your hearing horn over there so you can put it up to your ear, and I'll tell you again that I'm going to handle the arts part of his growing up.
Okay.
I'll take him to, you know, see art.
Yeah, but it's important for him. He loves you. He adores you.
Sure.
He talks about Daniel all the time. Daniel's been part of my son's life since he was 0. And then you won't come see him pitch in a baseball game because you're going to take him to see show tunes?
Do you go to all of his plays and
art performances? No, I don't do all that.
Okay, then.
I ain't doing
I'll
that.
Handle that. Hypocrisy. You threw away some of his art into the garbage can, and he saw it, and he cried.
Well, every parent knows that, like, you get, like, 1,000 sheets of paper, you know, with, and it starts out as just scribble nonsense, and then eventually they like learn how to draw, but you can't like hold on to all that stuff.
Hey, I 100% agree with you.
So I threw it in the trash one time, and my son went by the trash can to throw his can of ginger ale out or something, and then he sees that I've thrown his arm.
Yeah, you know, like the where you traced his hand and made a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You saw that in there, but his little mind must have been so twisted up because he also, for some reason, the Philbrook had some exhibit with young people's art in it. So in his heart, he sees, well, the Philbrook Art Museum has hung up some of my work. And my dad has thrown it in the garbage can. Probably like a major memory he's going to have. He's going to hold on to that the rest of his life. So I think it's good that I'm looking out for him in the arts.
Well, I appreciate it. You're right. Like, I would not want to go and do a lot of that. However, I will go to La Fortune and coach baseball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we have a good system. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you go out and sit in that wind and...
Yeah, I can't breathe.
How do y'all handle it out there in that wind, man? It was too windy yesterday to be out there.
Oh, it was so bad. I mean, like, even you felt like the baseballs weren't even traveling the right way.
Dust flying in my mouth. I can't breathe.
It's 98.5 The Bull.
Hello, FM Tulsa is 98.5 The Bull.
Well, good morning, guys.
It's hot country.
Tyga Daniel. Dana, we got Leanne Taylor from News on 6 with us.
Yeah, she's rushed down in between a very busy schedule. Thank you for stopping by this morning. She's going to talk about a special that they have coming up on News on 6. We're going to talk about really quickly the sound of moolah. Yesterday, somebody identified the sound for $1,750. Do you have that sound up, by the way? If not,
yeah,
I can explain
it
on the clip from News on 6.
I got
6.
It. So this was our sound that went up to all that money.
We were talking, I think, on the 1st of April. We were on Music Monday at News on 6. Leanne Taylor here. You guessed the sound.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know?
And you guys send those, but you send them to our producer, not to us. So we hear it live just like a viewer or listener would.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, you know, when I heard it, I was like, well, I think I know what it is. But then I just blurted that out, and I guess here's
what
it
sounds.
No,
you did the right thing. We've talked about how good your ears are. I'm going to play the clip from News on 6. Here we go. All the way to $3,000. And we've just debuted a new sound this morning. We started off at one, was it a $100?
Yeah, now we're up to, tomorrow morning it's $250 because no one's guessed it because we keep adding money to the jackpot.
Okay.
And we're going to listen to that now so people will be ready for tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
Hmm. Oh, that sounds like somebody's Stanley falling over.
Oh, it sure does. Yeah. Somebody's oxygen.
Right on the head.
Seriously. Isn't that funny? And then I saw you in the hall later. And you were like, hey, and there was another employee walking by, and you were like, hey, did you, and I didn't really hear what you said, but I was like, okay, and I walked on by.
Our friend Gavin, I think he and his mom listened to this show, but Gavin was behind her, and I was trying to tell her that she had guessed the sound accidentally, but I was like, I don't want Gavin to hear, but you guessed the sound. She misheard me, thought that I said Gavin had guessed the sound, so she just walked away, and I thought, oh, Leanne Taylor hates
you. So how much money would I have won? Well, if I wasn't employed by this station,
you would have won at that point $150.
Yeah. So somebody owes me part of that $17,000, $1,700.
Right. So what we're going to do now, we're going to play the new sound. I want you to guess it, but we're going to turn off the microphones in case you guess it right again.
I love it.
You ready? Can you hear?
I'm here, but I'm not hearing anything.
Here
okay.
You're,
yeah. Okay. Right,
no, then. Play the sound for her. Hold on. Turn on our. I don't know what's happening.
Three. Two, one. Here's the sound. All right, twice.
Oh, twice.
Okay.
Man.
Now we're going to turn off all the microphones and you'll just tell us what you think it is. Turn off the mic.
I don't know. My stupid guess is stupid.
It's not a bad guess.
Well, I'd like to hear it one more time. Can you play just one more time?
Yeah,
I know this is terrible because your audio.
It's not bad. Here we go.
Okay.
And three, two, one.
Yeah, no, that's not it. I guessed it was a pencil being snapped, but that's not it. Watch, Daniel's going to be like, it's a pencil being snapped and you've just, now we got to start all over.
I can't tell you if it's right or wrong.
Okay, well, we'll just tune in. When that
right now, 918-879-9898. Caller number 9 will get to guess the sound of Moolah now at this point worth $200. $250.
How did you get the show?
Well, you threw me off with all that. I don't know what you're doing. I was like, turn off the microphones. I don't know what you're doing over there.
You're making me work.
$250. 918-879-9898.
And here we go with Ty Gadano. This is 98.5 The Bull. Leanne Taylor.
On 98.5 The Bull.
That sound is worth $250. Leanne Taylor from News on 6 is down here with us. Let me introduce Leanne and Tig to Brenda, a grandmother. You say you got a set of twins, grandkids. What are their names? Give them a little shout out if you want.
Carter and Izzy.
Carter and
Aww.
Izzy. And I'm sure that you would love to win the sound of Moolah in order to, spend a little money on them.
Sure.
She's like, yeah, that would work, or I could just buy a tank of gas.
Yeah, just get some gas. Brenda, you were saying you enjoy watching a Leanne Taylor on News on 6?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
How long have you been listening to or watching?
Forever.
Forever.
Yep, I've been on forever.
How long have you been on?
40 years this month.
40 years?
40 years this month.
Get out of here.
It hurt that long.
Yeah. Ever since I graduated from college, April 30th of 1984.
I don't know anybody in broadcasting, radio or television, that's been on that long.
Well, no, certainly not in the same city.
That's highly unusual. Me and Ty have been to like 5 markets. All right, we need to be more like Leanne Taylor. Well, all right, enough. Here we go, Brenda. Ty's going to play that sound for you.
In 3, 2, 1. One more time.
Brenda, are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes.
What is your guess, please?
Raising mini blinds.
Is it raising mini blinds?
Oh.
Brenda, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. That is sad. But a bit of a silver lining this morning. We add $50 to the pot, so now at 9:10, this sound is worth $300, and you're still qualified. You might be able to get through again.
Thank you.
All right, Brenda, well, do me a favor and say hello to the grandkids, and you'll need to tune in to News on 6. I've got another special coming up. Thank you for playing, Brenda.
Thank you.
Well, should go there. So you have a new special, you guys, up there. You guys are doing a lot of specials lately.
Yeah,
we're really enjoying these.
Thank you. Well, you know, I think it's important. We, in the news department, we try to do those longer formats a little bit more, give us a little bit more time. And I know Lori, Craig, me, Dave, we're always looking for things that will interest people. But for this week, this is a significant week in Oklahoma history. April 19th, 1995 was the Oklahoma City bombing. And so I was tasked with a story. And, you know, that's 29 years ago that this event happened. And it's kind of like, when was JFK killed? You know, where were you when this happened? When
that's exactly right. I mean, that's like my earliest memory was the Challenger.
Right.
And the second thing I remember was the Oklahoma City bombing.
Well, and then, of course, in New York City when 9/11 happened. I mean, there are those monumental events, historic events that happen. And in Oklahoma history, ultimately United States history, the bombing that happened was just, it rocked our state and it changed our culture. I tell you, though, and it was kind of the first time that we had kind of terrorism on our soil, and that was such a shock to us. But when I was tasked with the story, I couldn't really, we've talked to a lot of survivors, we've talked to people that were impacted. I was there for 10 days from the day that it hit till that first, and then when it was a story that dominated the news for years. We went through, you know, Timothy McVeigh's conviction, execution, and then ultimately kind of the healing of our state. But I had a chance to talk to two of our former News on 6 anchors, Glenda Sylvie and Terry Hood, and our current chief photographer, who was then, had only been out in the business for maybe 5 or 6 years, Oscar P. And I had a conversation with them about how this story, about following the story as a journalist, how it impacted them personally, and then, of course, professionally. You know, News on 6 will be celebrating 75 years. Channel 6 has been on the air 75 years starting in November. And we were looking back at some of those major stories, and the bombing was one that it just kind of, it really changed the way we covered news. In fact, I even thought, how would it look today to cover that kind of event? Because of all the cameras that people have on their cell phones.
Drones.
The communication that you would have with people in the building. But back then it was just, it was truly a concerted effort from first responders, from just everyday Oklahomans who came and brought water, who showed up to donate blood. People came together. And at that point, that was when they coined the phrase the Oklahoma Standard. And while it had always existed in our state, it was that event that defined Oklahomans coming together to make a difference.
And I remember that event in my life, and it was a national story. It was huge. And shout out to first responders. Did you know this, Daniel, that they caught Timothy McVeigh because they pulled him over?
Yeah, he had an expired tag on his car.
He had no tag, and they pulled him over, and they caught the guy.
Right. Not knowing that
he was involved, yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they begin to do the research on him while he's in jail there in near Perry, and ultimately arrest him.
And they found out he was buying fertilizer and all this kind of stuff. And it was like a random happenstance. They just pulled a guy over on the road, and it turned out to be the guy who was responsible for the bombing.
You're covering this thing for 10 days. What were those 10 days like for you? You get any rest at all?
No.
Or did you just, by the end of it, just exhausted and drained from all the coverage?
Well, it was interesting because at this time, I was working over at the ABC affiliate at Channel 8 here in Tulsa. And we flew over and we did the same kind of path and saw what everybody saw. And when we got there, it was chaotic. There was this sense of, this is a story of epic proportions. This is a story we all thought would be like a war-torn over in the Middle East. This is not downtown Oklahoma City. And every day, you know, we were doing coverage morning, noon, and night. It consumed all of our thoughts. But the thing that was interesting was because we were sending stuff back to Tulsa, I didn't really see a lot of the footage because it was being shot and broadcast back here. And people, I remember when I got back, I just got loads of emails, people saying, I don't know how you got through all that. But what happened was we were almost protected because I didn't have to see that video time and time again. It was when we got home and saw what actually was on the air that I began to have to process. And really how your life changed. I mean, I began to reassess everything in my life. I had a daughter who was almost 3 at the time.
Oh my gosh, so I can't imagine.
To find out about the daycare center.
Yeah, they had a daycare in the building. And
or the federal workers. And we lost children. And of course, you know, many of them that survived were impacted. And so anyway, it was, again, I was trying to think to myself, because a lot of people, it is a footnote in a book. It is something that your grandparents told you about. I wanted the people that were there to share how impactful it was. And so that story is coming up on tomorrow night at 6. And it was a terror that hit a city and really rocked the nation, but really impacted our state.
Couple questions, Leanne Taylor. This is still the most violent attack by a domestic terrorist, right, in the country.
Right.
9/11 was outside, but
attacking
within,
us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, within the United States, this was the most violent.
Right. And I know HBO, I think, is releasing a documentary right now. It's out right now. I believe we just mentioned it on the air this morning. Kind of this is when we started to see anti-government sentiment change. I mean, it really became this different force than we'd ever had before.
And the catalyst was that people were upset about the federal government going into Ruby Ridge and
Waco
and all that stuff. And that's what led to the Oklahoma City bombing, right?
Yeah, we had connections to that building housed individuals who were who had influence on the Waco situation.
Yeah.
And it was almost, I believe, 2 years to the day kind of thing. There was an anniversary.
It happened on the anniversary of Waco burning down, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That special is called Oklahoma City Bombing Special 25-Year Anniversary.
Right.
And we can watch it tomorrow.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, news on 6. I'm sure you guys will have it online.
Yes, and it'll be on social, and it'll be all, you know. And I would love for people, you know, your listeners, you know, as that story airs, to go and post comments. I'm just curious, like, you know, where were you when that happened? Because that is, for a lot of people, they were, you know, 29 years. Some weren't even born. Mm-hmm. And, you know, did your parents talk about it? Was it something you learned in Oklahoma history? Those are the kinds of those kind of topics, like, where are we today? I think it's such a significant event in our state's history that, as we say, we just don't want anybody to ever forget. We will always remember not only the 168 people who lost their lives, but more important, equally as important, the people who made that day came that went toward the building, that stayed on the site, versus, you know, all those first responders were just, they were amazing. And just real quick, I know we got to go, but, you know, I think nowadays we have such amazing communications between different agencies. Back then, it was really they would come and talk to us and have news conferences and update us. And they set up the morgue and they set up these blood drives and they set up where you could donate. And it was really that time. And we've had floods, we've had tornadoes, we've dealt with that. But this was an attack on us. And it, as an Oklahoman, I was extremely proud of how our state stood up and showed the nation how to deal with a tragedy and a crisis like this.
All right.
Well, Leanne Taylor, we can't wait to see that.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate y'all having me on. And
open door policy down here. You come down anytime you want.
I know Alan Crone takes you advantage of that.
We love Alan down here. And people love when you guys are on.
Thank you.
To get to see a different side of you guys, I think, is interesting to everybody. Because we see you guys delivering the news very professionally. But you get down here a little.
Yeah.
Could tell us, you know, some of your experiences. We could talk to you for hours, but I know you have to jump back up there. The Oklahoma City Bombing Special 25th Anniversary airs tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, News on 6, and then you can look forward to it being online at socials and newson6.com and all that. Thank you so much, Leanne Taylor.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Good morning, guys. News on 6 is airing a special about the Oklahoma City bombings, and News on 6's Leanne Taylor was just down here with us, and we were talking about this, and it's invoked some memories from some listeners as well, right?
Yeah, she was actually there, boots on the ground, for 10 days. At the time, she had a 3-year-old daughter, so you can imagine how this it not only impacted the country, but even, you know, the journalists who are out there covering it. And, people, I think, remember this. Even though it was 29 years ago, they probably remember it like it was yesterday. Especially if you're, I think, and for her to be out there with a 3-year-old and to see, I remember the daycare portion of that story. I was a senior in high school when it happened. I remember that being the big headline. So I think must have been very hard for not only the country to see that, but for Leanne Taylor out there as a mom of a three-year-old. I can't imagine having to – how could you keep your composure while you're trying to cover such a story and then to cover it for 10 days while everybody's watching you?
A daycare.
Unimaginable.
What's up?
I was just going to say, that story y'all just had on for Ian just brought back so many memories, and I'm sitting here crying.
So that would have been, I was saying 25, but it was 29 years ago. Where were you when you saw that that had happened?
I was at work. I was working for Shadow Mountain Institute with a bunch of kids, and one of my coworkers' dad was there when it happened, and she had been trying to get him to quit smoking forever, and he wouldn't do it, and he had just went outside to smoke a cigarette, and that's what saved him.
Oh my gosh, can you believe that, Ty?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
And I know,
but anyway, I just want to...
Well, no, I appreciate the talk. Oklahomans experienced it, but it was a national event. And
yeah,
I remember very specifically getting out of high school and coming home, and I may have seen my mom cry twice or three times in my life, and she was crying. And I remember that Bill Clinton came on television and addressed the nation. I mean, it was a big deal.
Yeah. You know, being here all my life, you know, and never going off anywhere, it's just such a sad seeing those little kids and the stories and all that. It was just, anyway, I just wanted to thank y'all for having that.
No, we need to thank Leanne Taylor. She's ran back upstairs to get back on television. But do you think you caught any of her coverage back in the day of when she was out there? She said she was out there for 10 days, and she'll talk about a lot of this on the special that they're going to air tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on News on 6. Did you see any of Leanne's coverage while she was out there?
Oh, yeah, I watched it all.
So glued to the television.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. We'll certainly pass along the impact that Leanne Taylor and all the other journalists on News on 6 have how they've affected your life and how much you...
Well, Daniel, Leanne Taylor just visited us, and they're doing a special about the Oklahoma City bombing. We're coming up on the anniversary. And, of course, that not only shook Oklahoma, it shook the nation.
Oh, yeah, shook the reporters that were covering it. It was a different world back then. I kind of, for a second, forgot this happened. 1995, was it?
Yeah, so you were, like, in high school.
Right, and the world just completely different. And I know everybody says that it's different from, you know, how many ever years ago, but I didn't really think about how different everything was.
And so we got a special running tomorrow, News on 6. Leanne Taylor went down there for 10 days
to cover
the bombing.
Earlier in her career, she had a three-year-old at the time. 10 days, this special will air tomorrow night, News on 6. So we'll all want to tune in for that.
What's up?
Yeah, I had that whenever that happened, I had got up and turned on the news. I thought it was like downtown Tulsa, and then found out it was Oklahoma City, and I started calling because my mother had went up to Norman the night before and spent the night with some cousins, and she had an appointment the next morning, and they stayed up late, had gotten into talking about religion and stuff, and stayed up late, and she overslept and missed her appointment. And her appointment was in the building across the street from the Murrah building.
Oh, my gosh. And as I think of it now, Tig, I forgot that it wasn't like you could just grab your phone and call somebody's cell phone. Cell phones weren't widely available. So there must have been an hour or two where your heart must have stopped worried about your mom.
Yeah. 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 And, you know, and it wasn't like it was all of it. I mean, you didn't have the internet and everything, so you couldn't just look, And they just, when you turned on the TV, it was just, a picture of downtown Oklahoma City with smoke barreling out. So you had to sit there and kind of wait and see what the story was. And you couldn't just pull it up and look at it and get all the information immediately.
Yeah, I didn't even, you kind of forget that there was a time where television news was just about the only source you had.
Yeah.
Did you know that that bomb was so powerful that it destroyed buildings around the building?
It did?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable power. And, you know, me and Daniel grew up in Alabama, and even there, this was not a local news story. This was the thing that was happening, and the first time that I remember being kind of scared about, like, our security.
Right. How did it affect your mom's life after she, you know, had that close of a call?
She was just extremely thankful for, you know, for God and for her life. She knew it. She'd been saved. And, my brother, too, he was living in Iowa, and there was people up there that found out that he was from Oklahoma City, and I think he'd went to a bar or something that night, and they did, like, a moment of silence in the bar.
Yeah.
And and everybody came up to him, was shaking his hand and, you know, and hugging him, talking to him about it.
Do you remember the picture of that little baby? I think that we all, like, to me, that was kind of like what defined it, that they were pulling children out of there.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
That was horrible.
And so we got the special news on 6. We're trying to honor those people that helped. Leanne Taylor was here earlier talking about how the first responders, in the face of danger, still didn't give a rat's and went in there and tried to help people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they're amazing people.
Well, I appreciate it, man. And Daniel, this airs tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night, News on 6. You can watch the special. It airs at 6 o'clock. And look for it later on to be posted online.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
On 98.5, The Bull.
Well, Tige, let me introduce you to Shelly. She works in retail. Shelly, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a beautiful day. How are y'all?
Look at you. We're good. We're having a great day up here. Tige's got some Afrin nasal spray. Is that how you say it, Tige?
Yeah, here's the thing with Afrin. If you have sinus issues, which I know we all do, we have yellow cars right now and all that, Afrin works. Like, I've never had a product that worked, ever. Afrin works, but then, of course, there's a downside. You can get addicted to it, so I have to be very careful about it. Like, why are the good things in life addictive?
Now there's going to be a Afrin nasal spray epidemic.
Could be.
All over the country, thanks to Tige, the biggest social media influencer in Tulsa, in my opinion. What do you think, Shelly?
I'm going to have to agree with you.
What does it do for you, Tige? Why do you love it so much?
Like, when you can't breathe, for some reason, I don't know what's in this Afrin. I don't know what that is. But it, like, you can breathe, like, 20 minutes later. It's crazy.
Oh. Have you tried it when you were constipated?
I haven't put it there yet.
Okay, well, yeah, give that a try next time. Clear right up. Enough tomfoolery, Shelly. Let's get down to business. You'd like to play the Sound of Moolah, wouldn't you?
I would.
What would you do with $300 right now?
Well, I'd pay a small bill for sure.
Okay, well, Shelly needs it for bills, like I think a lot of us out there. So, Shelly, Tige is going to play that sound for you. And then we'll give you an opportunity to guess the sound of moolah. Here it is, Shelly.
In 3, 2, 1. I'll play it one more time.
All right, Shelly, you've heard the sound. Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I'm prepared.
Okay, Shelly, what is your guess, play?
I'm going to guess that it's pulling the Velcro off of the shoe.
Is it the Velcro on a tennis shoe? Drum roll, please, Tige. I'm sorry, Shelly. Oh. I'm sorry. That was a little bit too much suspense, wasn't it?
That would be my guess, though.
Yeah, it was just a little. Yeah.
Shelly, that's a good guess because that's what I think it is, but apparently it's not that. I have no idea.
Well, Shelly did mention it's a beautiful day. So this cloud also has a silver lining. Shelly, we add $50 to that jackpot. So tomorrow, what is it going to be worth at 7:10?
$250.
No. $350, Shelly.
Didn't you say it was? Oh, $350. I'm sorry.
No. You're good. Well, Shelly, we want you to do us one last favor. Two last favors, actually. The first favor is do us a favor. You have a blessed day.
We'll do that.
And then the second favor is, please give us three numbers and an animal.
That would be 98.5 The Bull.